You've produced 7 albums by yourself. What was the inspiration to do one with the violinist?
Well, the inspiration for the violin, it just organically came about. Out of the 7 albums I did produce in myself, one of them was original. That was the first one I did. And then the rest in between have been covers. So that was just... I was just busting out different genres of covers, like classical, jazz, rock, and different genres of my repertoire that I play. But then when I got back to my original project, it just organically came about that I had met a violinist and thought that it would just be a spectacular team up to throw a violin onto this project.
Okay, the first single that you guys released was June. And it has a very organic feel to it, very reminiscent of something that Vivaldi would have put together. Is that kind of like what you were going for as far as this album goes? Like kind of like a passing of the seasons, like a feeling that like someone can use the CD like through the entire year?
Absolutely, yeah. I thought of this idea of right out of college of doing a project of writing a song for each month of the year, and there's 12 months and 12 keys, so I kind of thought of that as a good project, and then each month I really took the time to think of what it felt like to me, and then also what it felt like to collectively each month as it moves through the year.
Okay, which song was the hardest to compose, and why?
Well, let's see. The whole process was kind of challenging when I got after the first 4 months because I actually had a little writer's block at that point, and I was wishing I actually had called them seasons like Vivaldi, but then I stuck with it and got back to it, and it actually took almost 8-9 years to complete the whole thing. But the hardest month was. I got stuck on October for some reason. It had to do with just the timing of it peaking, and maybe it was my mom's month, her birth month, and different things like that. And October kind of seemed to be the one that was hanging around, and then it turned out to come together quite magically, in fact.
Okay, so can you just describe that magical process for us?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this was actually where, it all came together writing this month because it was the last one I had left, and this is where I met my violinist. So it all happened when I play the meditation music at Agape, the Agape International Spiritual Center, and when I was up playing, I just had one idea of one theme for October, but I wasn't sure. I just knew the key that it was in. And I knew it was an A minor, and I was just kind of improvising it. And then this, between the meditation, when everyone was dead quiet, there was like 500 people there, this guy comes on stage with a violin and whispers to me, "Hey, do you mind if I play with you?" And I'm thinking, well, if he's asking me right now, he must be pretty good. So I said, "Sure." And I said, "Just follow me along in this in A minor or whatever." And he caught on quick, and we improvised this and built amazing piece together and improvised and of course, and at the peak of it everyone was going crazy, and then everyone at the end, everyone was clapping, and they're asking me, "How long have we been working together?" And I said, I just met right now. I said, "Hey, I'm Jeremy Wineglass." He's like, "Hey, I'm Chris Woods." And right then knew that I was going to be not only did I know what the month was going to sound like now, I knew that I would have a violinist with me on the project.
So do you feel that possibly each song isn't necessarily a stereotypical representation of that month, but more of what that month has meant to you in your life as well?
It's kind of a combination. There's definitely stereotypical ideas that I think of when mapping out the whole blueprint of it. Like for example, January. I mean, it starts a little. It kind of gets going. Softly and slowly, but it has a very brilliant ending, like starting the year and everything. And April kind of has a slowing, blooming effect of spring, and May gets going. And so there's different think of that are maybe stereotypical, but the rest is just kind of how it's feeling then and how it kind of blends together. I kind of think of the whole experience of each month, of how the last one ends and how the next one begins. And sure enough, December has a brilliant ending to complete the whole thing.
Okay, you discussed, you know, your origin with Chris, but what was it really like to work with him on this project and to just bring him aboard on something that you were working on for, you know, 8-9 years?
Well, the first step I had realized was that although it would take me about 8 years up till now to complete the whole thing, and then I realized, well, now I'm bringing him on board, the first challenge was to rewrite the entire thing again now for violin. So it was, that was a whole process. That took another year. But as I checked in with him and we started playing some gigs and getting to know each other in different, you know, different settings, so he started to really, he was excited about the whole thing. And we were just anticipating when to start practicing it together and start, you know, because now I had a whole other version. So I could play a solo, and now I was playing completely different with him. So that was kind of challenging. But then once we got going and recording, it was quite a magical experience.
Okay, well, what was your favorite part of working with him?
Oh, his lyrical lines and his ability to just flow is just it's amazing. It was I didn't know I would meet a musician at his caliber that would want to work and create something like this, because I had worked with you know, musicians and, you know, string players before in college, and some of it was tedious because, you know, a lot of them were students learning, and I never had this kind of experience with this great of a string player. So I mean, I gave him some freedom on a lot of the music, and he came up with a lot of little things to add and innuendos and so forth, and these effects that I don't even like, more complex things I may not even have known about with the string, what the strings violin could do. So
yeah.
It was quite awesome, us blending our abilities and talents together.
Okay. In a day and age where it just seems like, you know, commercialism is running rampant, and there's a lot of, I don't want to say hacks, but musicians out there and singers and vocalists that, you know, kind of depend on other people. The piano is completely different because it's you up there and you doing your thing and you're pretty much all by yourself, and it's your talent that kind of, you know, gets you through, like, you know, a performance. What draws you to the piano? Why do you think the piano is your instrument, so to speak?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, I guess, I mean, well, it started when I was, I mean, 5 or 6, when I started to take an interest in music, and luckily my mom got me involved somewhat. I think I remember that I had somewhat, for some reason, wanted to play the cello. I think I was drawn to the strings really young, and then I think it was just common knowledge, I guess, in the school I was at, that before you started any instrument, that the piano was the instrument to start with, because it did have, it was the easiest way, the best way to learn about music theory and how the music worked together. Because there's so many musicians that can just, you know, play guitar or of course drums or anything really outside of the piano. It's more challenging to learn how the music works. So I was actually drawn to the piano. I stuck with it, of course. I didn't actually move to the cello, but I really enjoyed learning how the whole music theory works too. So that was an important part of my training, and I thought that's fascinating, the way that the piano has it all laid out that way. So there's something special about the piano that I can grasp a deeper understanding of music with.
Okay, let's just say a year from now, someone picks up your album and they told you exactly what you wanted to hear. What do you think that would be, and why?
Well, I guess what the number one thing I love to hear from people when they pick my album up is that it has opened them creatively and is inspiring them in their facet of life. So, there, for example, the best thing I could probably hear would be that they put my music on and they gave themselves some space at home and they started painting again. Maybe they hadn't painted for a while, for example, and then they just felt totally creatively inspired to do their art and to open their creative process again and be inspired. So that's probably the major thing that I love to hear.
Okay, so let's flip that question the other way. What music gets you to do those things?
Ah, Well, let's see. That's
a pretty broad question, yeah.
Well, yeah, because I do play and listen. I do keep a range of music at my fingertips, and I love being able to play a variety of different music and listen to a variety of different music. But that's a good question. I love classical, of course, but it's mostly inspired by. And there's some good jazz that I think can get me going. But I think what inspired me the most is watching organically, what my friends do with their music and different, the newest stuff that people haven't necessarily heard about, which is, people jamming and feeling free in the moment.
Okay, I've read online that you covered Metallica on piano. What was that like?
That was fun. That was actually, when I started doing that, like playing Metallica, I used to play at Nordstrom, and I played different places still, like restaurants and hotels and stuff, and different parties. But when I was playing Nordstrom, I got a kick out of that. I would just make up piano versions. And I even have a rock album that has Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin. And I picked some of the best cover classics and put them all together with piano versions. That's always fun because obviously I don't have a whole band playing, but what I feel the band, I feel the music when I'm playing it, and I come up with certain innuendos and different techniques on the piano to kind of emulate that the band actually playing.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the album, your time working with Chris, or what you're doing now?
Well, it was quite a big deal for me to get this album out again after releasing all those cover albums. This has been quite a big thing for me, especially after how many years it has been, to finally create it and put organically develop this whole time. And so now I'm really excited. There's a lot of people excited. A lot of people have been waiting for the next original album, and now that it's out, on top of being with violin, I feel like there's doors opening now, and there's a lot of people want to have this music. And that's the best thing I like about this music is that it doesn't seem to just stick to one, one particular preference of group. It seems like everybody likes it, but he wants to hear it. So I just feel I'm really inspired and passionate about getting it out to as many people as possible.
Okay, you just brought up a great question. You said that everyone, wants to hear your music. It just feels like the last couple of years or so, there's kind of been not a changing of the guard, so to speak, but, just a resurgence in classical music. A lot of people have been, re-falling in love, like reconnecting with classical music. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that, in a short answer, I think that listening to classical music can actually opens up the mind more and the heart more, and it can actually... some would say make you smarter. I think people are longing for a deeper connection to music beyond just the lyrics and the beat. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think that there's so many different people doing that that I think it's like a breath of fresh air for people to just to relax and actually connect to the music itself, bringing you on a story, on a journey that maybe they hadn't realized existed, or maybe they heard at some point, but when they actually settled down and into the music and listened to it, they really felt it, that it brought them to places they